Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Now, you first mentioned the fact that E.T., several races, more than several races, come here. They're coming from another dimension. Now, would we think that they live in this other dimension or use it as a shortcut? You know, we'll go through the Stargate to come from this galaxy to this galaxy.
Yeah, going back to before I got sidetracked, I was talking about Bud Hopkins, and there was Bud Hopkins and Kath Marden, and when they've done regressive hypnotherapy and they've been trying to help people and give us more of an understanding of what's happened, they've always said that when they've been on about the movement of craft, UFOs for want of a better, or UAPs, what are you going to call them, but for the movement, they've always said it was done by thought. Now, if you think about it, again, I know I'm saying I'm thinking about it, but that is the ideal way to move something. And thought is instantaneous. And that is why I was going back to what I said earlier, where, yes, they're unidentified, and yes, they're objects, but they don't fly. Because they're in their own little pocket of universe, which they've created, they can move at will. So to them, there's no G-forces, there's no speed. How can there be any speed? Because they're not moving to them. It's the universe that moves around them, and that's what they use to get to where they want to be. And it's just moving up and down that stack of records, as well as through it, on a geographical sense, if you like. And because they're able to understand that, we only see it, or see them, when they're passing through our visible and acoustic part that we can see of our part of it.
Well, that sounds very similar to, there was a couple of episodes ago on the History Channel's Skinwalker Ranch, where they had a security camera out looking over a field, and they happened to catch something that appeared in this field for just one frame of film, and it looked like a silver metallic white ball that was sitting in this field. And it was just one frame, and then it was gone. So, I mean, it does almost sound like what you were saying, that these things can appear and disappear within our reality, either on purpose or getting from one location to another.
Yeah, I do believe they use that, and there are areas like Skinwalker Ranch that they just use. Now, it's interdimensional. It's not necessarily distance. But having said that, I don't believe that distance is that much of an object. We've got this thing where things have to be, what can I say, you're restricted by the speed of light, and I don't think that's the case at all. I think that's just our physics at the moment that doesn't understand enough to move beyond that. Where it's been good for us at the moment, we've still got to expand, and we've still got to learn, and we've still got lessons that we need to understand.
Well, there does seem to be evidence, and at least anecdotal accounts, that whatever this phenomena is, it can operate outside of time-space, or space-time, all right? And, you know, we're looking at these things in a linear fashion when they're actually operating digitally, so to speak. But their ability to operate outside of space-time, really, I mean, that's all the balls in their court, so to speak. And I mean, they are able to literally manipulate our reality, or at least our perception of reality, because of their ability to go outside of space-time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that is why, even with the Nimitz, with the encounter, where You'd got trained pilots seeing them within the visible spectrum. You've got them recording in infrared on the supersonic gun cameras. And then you've got them recorded on the radar of the carrier fleet underneath. In that instance, even then, he said they were under the surface of the sea and then they were straight up to however many tens of thousands of feet in seconds. And because they're in their own little pocket of universe, being in space, being in our air, being in our lakes, being in our oceans, it's irrelevant. And I think that is why, again, something else I'm leaning towards is they're able to use all sorts of, because it's the energy, how many times have we heard of them in and out of volcanoes, like in Mexico? And there's a lot of instances of that. And because if you think when a volcano is erupting and the different charges and the electrostatic energy that's there, and they use that as well. And we have video evidence of that. People that have seen a lot of things, a lot of UFOs. Even going back to Roswell, it was a major storm and UFOs have been seen in the sky before Mike Brazel allegedly found his debris on the ranch.
You talked about earlier the ET intelligence having to work within certain guidelines, and you've got in your book a number of examples of people having abduction experiences, Betty and Barney Hill being one good example. Now, what do you say about these people who have had these experiences and you know, I mean, they weren't meditating or interested in UFOs. A lot of them had no idea what, you know, of UFOs or the abduction experience. Yet they have these experiences that, at least for a lot of them initially, describe as very horrific.
Yeah, I agree. Terrible. I mean, look at Whitley Strieber. He was he's very accepting of it now and believes it is a good thing now. But when you read Communion, he was terrified at the beginning, and understandably. And what can you say to people that really, really have these, don't want these experiences, haven't asked for these experiences, don't know anything about it, and this happens? And it's very difficult when, as an investigator, suddenly you're thrown into this, what can I say, trying to help people to understand what's happening to them when they're completely terrified of it. And it is a difficult thing to be in. And there are groups around now. We have Chris Evers from the Outer Limits magazine started a page on Facebook called Concern, where people that do want answers and do want help have websites that they can go on to and try and get help and talk to people. Now, I'm not saying it makes it any easier in the first instance, but to have a deeper understanding and know that there's somebody on your side, at least it gives people some support when they need it.
So do you think that these people are having real experiences? You know, there's been the suggestion, first of all, like Betty and Barney Hill, that possibly they had got caught up in some kind of military experiment. But, you know, some of these other cases, I mean, you know, do you actually think or wonder if these experiences are real or, you know, psychosis, bad dreams, you know, what have you?
No, in my opinion, they are real. Now, having said that, it's like anything. People always try to jump on the bandwagon. You're always going to get people that are going to, the debunkers and the people that are going to come out of the woodwork. But at the end of the day, generalizing, I know I'm generalizing, but people tend to tell the truth. Why would somebody say, because you're not going to get any monetary benefit from it, you're only going to get ridicule, why would people come out and say what they do? So there are people, obviously, that I've met over here in the UK that were genuinely terrified and didn't know anything about the UFO enigma beforehand, and don't want to know anything afterwards.
We're going to have more afterwards in a moment with Paul Gene Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Again, folks, Paul's book is called UFOs, The Real Story, the 2023 Revised Edition. All right. And as I listen to you, and I'm wondering here, we're assuming that any kind of impressions we're getting of these ETs is the accurate one, that they're not deceiving us, not trying to fool us. They are trying to lull us into a sense of comfort, that they don't have other hidden motives, maybe play games with us. How could we even begin to understand what an alien creature from another planet would want to do?
Yeah, I agree absolutely 100% with that, Gene. I think we've only scratched the surface, and these people that, you know, say there are all sorts of things going on, and say that this is a prison planet, these people that said they're harvesting us for DNA and all sorts of weird and wonderful things. But the problem is, you will never ever, or in our lifetimes, I don't think, be able to prove this. And for people that keep having these experiences and people that are abducted, I think all we can do is try and help them where we can, try and, what can I say, but be there and give them support, as I've said before. But what else can you do? It is difficult for something as bizarre and frightening and as extreme as this can be.
Now, you talked earlier on the show about what you feel the basic honesty of people. They're reporting something they think is strange, honestly, or as honestly as they can. But I know through the history of the UFO field, and I go back quite a few years too, there have been at least some people pulling the wool over our eyes. I think of the 1950s contactees, for example. Made up stories, had faked photos. In fact, the one major example was the most famous contactee of all, George Adamski. His photos were fake. He quietly admitted that what he was saying was to get a message across, even if he was using the back door and having that message in the mouths of alien visitors. But it was still deception.
Yeah, I even had a hardback copy of Inside the Spaceships. But you have to also do the research and realize that it was a failed science fiction writer, and then see what comes out over time. Now, again, yes, there'll always be these charlatans and these people that try to lead you up the garden path, but at the end of the day, there's still a huge amount, and I mean huge amount, of people that genuinely see things and experience things that they can't explain, and it's and that genuinely, you know, want some answers. And unfortunately, the people that muddy the waters, even the Ray Chantillys of this world and the alien autopsy, and it's, they do come out. And it's only through doing some good research and people working together that these people are exposed for what they are, and we still have the chance of getting to the truth.
Chantilly, the so-called not Roswell slides, which of course were not slides of anything related to Roswell. We remember that because Kurt Collins, one of our guest co-hosts, was part of the team that exposed it. Really, really unfortunate that we have things like that. I tend to think also in this day and age, photos, videos are suspect because anybody with not a lot of money, but at least a few skills, can make a very credible fake.
Yep, absolutely they can. And again, this is where you need things like corroborative evidence, you need witnesses, you need other people that take photographs, other things that have, we'll just say, been tracked. Now this, I'm just going off at a bit of a tangent here, but this is one thing that annoys me, was the, when they did the ATIP report a couple of years ago, and we were shown, or they released the Go Fast Tic-Tac Gimbal UFOs. Now, all three of those, they said, seen by trained observers, the pilots, recorded on infrared, recorded on, seen on the radar, underneath on the carrier fleet. Now, one of the things that happened on that was, yes, they were good videos, and it was nice that they let a little bit seep out of the pressure cooker, but at the end of the day, there were 80 such examples of that. Why did they only show us the three? I want to know what's on the other 77 of those examples.
The excuse they can make, of course, is that it's representative because of the way the picture is done and what it contains. a national security matter. It's national security, even though maybe the objects aren't any different, but we can't show sources, methods, what we have, so you can't see it. We have no way, of course, saying, oh, come on now.
Yeah. Absolutely. What can I say? Again, it's frustrating. I mean, even people like Captain Krieger that came out afterwards, and he's quite blatantly gone on video record and said, this is what happened, and but you're still not getting any. They're not. They've just taken, as I said earlier, they've just taken the lid off the pressure cooker a bit with the disclosure. And I think in modern times, because of everybody having cameras on all the cell phones, and you see something, it can be on the internet within a minute, and they can't do anything about it. And so they need to release this pressure where they've had this of disclosure, because they've had the lid on the pan for so long, for so tight, that now they can't do it anymore. So we're just getting these little snippets, and I think that's all we'll get for now. I don't think we'll ever really find out what, or we'll never get their version of the truth of what happened at Roswell or Rendlesham Forest or any of those.
Now, there have been suggestions with regard to Rendlesham Forest and a somewhat similar case in the U.S. Cash Landrum in Texas back in 1980. But these were test aircraft by the government, and maybe there were test nuclear aircraft, which explains why some people who came close to them suffered ill effects. It wasn't spaceships, wasn't E.T., wasn't from the Q continuum. It was our stuff.
Yeah, now I can agree with that. I don't know about the Rendlesham Forest, but definitely the Cash Landrum affair, and maybe a few others as well. The one that springs to mind, or what gets to me, is if it was our military and experimental things that they don't want us to know, yes, it would just look ordinary. But when it's E.T., like I saw that first instance with my brother and my father, you got a feeling immediately it's definitely not of this earth. It was definitely alien. It was definitely so far out there, it could not have come from earth. And I think a few people have said that as well, because you get that contact. One of the things that, now this is another thing, and I'm slightly taking you off track here, Gene, sorry. But
well, you wouldn't be the first.
There's never been any problem with language. E.T. can always connect. And I think it's simply because, whereas I got that thought, it wasn't just the thought of, oops, we didn't mean to have been seen. I got the whole meaning. It was the whole message in one packet. And because it was direct telepathically from brain to brain, that is what you get. You get the full meaning. You get the everything.
That's right. If you want to know more about meanings with Paul, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News. News Update.
I'm being indicted for you, and I believe the you is more than 200 million people that love our country. They're out there.
Former President Trump speaking at the Faith and Freedom Coalition conference in Washington, D.C., Trump calling his indictments a badge of courage. He's promising to overhaul what he calls the weaponized Department of Justice if he is reelected. The former president has pleaded not guilty to 37 criminal counts relating to how he handled classified documents. Trump going on to say that this is a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. The current vice president in the news, here's Jim Forbes.
Kamala Harris says the Supreme Court took away a fundamental right. She spoke in Charlotte Saturday on the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court's ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. The decision ended the constitutional right for women to access abortions after 5 decades.
Laura Winters, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
So, therefore, the aliens don't speak Yiddish. Or they speak all languages to us, and that's how we interpret it. But you're assuming it's mind to mind. It's not they have a universal translator, and it comes out in whatever our language is.
Yeah, that's correct. You don't need a universal translator when you're sending something telepathically, because you're sending the meaning and the intention behind it. So you'll get the full message on why you've got that message and what it's for. So you don't need language because you've already got the whole package. Language is something that's spoken.
Sure, but why would they even want to tell us anything?
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, we don't listen. Look, this is the biggest statement you can say about humans. We don't listen. End of story. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely correct, yes.
I mean, my wife's been telling me that for 46 years. You don't listen.
So, there are other things. I mean, going back onto that, we'll just go on to the contact bit because it's just pertinent at the moment. Where we've said earlier, we've mentioned you get that bubble of silence because you've been taken out of our acoustic spectrum. There's the language, there's no language problem. You get the movement that they get. But occasionally, and Tim, I'm sure, will tell me I'm right on this one, on the paranormal side of things and on cryptids, occasionally you get this visceral terror almost. You get this absolute terror where people are very, very afraid, so much so that even to go back and revisit a place where this happened, they wouldn't want to do it. They'd be reluctant to do it because they still get that feeling that they shouldn't have been there, and they still get that terror. What do you think about that one, Tim?
Oh, no, I agree with that completely. And you know, the speculation has been, you know, whether or not that is, say, like a primitive terror, you know, coming from that reptile part of your brain, the recognition that you're dealing with something just completely out of the ordinary, to possibly even your sense of smell coming into play there. Because you know, certain unusual, non-perceptive to the conscious odors will hit, again, that primitive and elicit that fight-or-flight response.
Yeah, and I think, taking it a step further from that, I think it could be on, if you want, psychic level, it could be where you, your energy, if you like, knows, your soul, if you want, for want of a better term, knows that we are on this frequency, knows that we are on this ordinary matter record. So suddenly for you to be taken onto the record above or the record below or whatever it is, suddenly your soul knows it's being moved onto a different frequency. And it could be that it's not, we interpret it as terror, but it's our soul realizing that we move into a frequency where we shouldn't be, if that makes sense.
John Keel wrote about such an experience in his book, The Mothman Prophecies, where he said that he was driving around one night in the TNT area, just, you know, hoping that maybe he would see something. And at one point he got out of his car and was walking around the old electric plant, when he said that he came across an area that he suddenly became just absolutely petrified, just terrified for no reason. And he figured out that there was almost like, and he speculated it was like a beam of ultrasonic sound that was being produced for some reason, this very specific area. And he said that he could walk through it and walk out of it again, you know, walk through it, terrified as heck, walk out of it, everything's fine. But then he found out that he was on the other side of it to get back to his car, so he had to walk back through it again. So, you know, and of course, this was an area that was experiencing a lot of very bizarre paranormal activity, which could be, as you said, you know, a hot spot, a window area, you know, whatever you would want to call it. And, you know, he was psychically experiencing that shift in realities.
Yep. Yep, I agree with that. I can go along with what he was feeling as well. And I think it's that where you move. If you can imagine, we all have an individual magnetic field, like spiritualists call it your aura, and I think it's your soul, if you like. That is your soul energy. So for that to be moved to somewhere where it doesn't want to be and shouldn't be, that is why we get that feeling, or people get the feeling that they do.
Well, and some abductees, and again, you know, we're back to whether or not to, you know, agree or disagree on the reality of abductees. I mean, they're just reporting on their experiences, but they come back and say that they were told that one of the reasons that they were chosen was that they shined, that to whatever these entities are that are doing all this, that these abductees have a shine to them that makes them stand out from the rest of us.
Yeah, and again, that could be, I have heard that, and I think that again could be a frequency thing, and just being a higher frequency or a higher vibration, so it's, there's more energy to it, and that's what maybe what attracts ET to it.
Well, is it the cause and effect here? Is it that the contact with ET or whatever it is causes these changes rather than it brings upon the visit by ET?
Good question, Gene, and I don't know. I do believe it does have to do with the energy. And there's all sorts of things. I mean, we've covered the visceral terror, the silence, the language is no problems, the imaging, the photographs and things, the flashes in the sky, how they move, how they can zoom in on people. Because again, if you think about it logically, if everybody has a specific frequency, and that's they can go straight to that frequency again because they know what it is. It's like somebody, it's like your cell phone number. You've got a unique cell phone number. They've got your number. So they can zoom straight back into it. They know what it is. And that's the other thing as well, going off the other way with screen memories and people being able, not some people remembering things, some people not remembering, substituting familiar memories. As an example, Calvin Parker, with the Charlie Hickson and Calvin Parker at Pascagoula, up until Calvin being regressed hypnotically by Kath Marden, he only normally remembered the Pascagoula incident. But actually, he had two before that, and he had one after. And according to Kath Marden, he'd been abducted four times. But up until that, Calvin only naturally remembered the one occasion. So again, that's a memory thing, a screen memory where maybe he didn't want to remember, it's a psychological thing, or did E.T. not want him to remember? Was it frightening?
The thing I always wonder about with screen memories is you think it's something that was placed there perhaps by E.T. to keep you from remembering what happened to you. But all it takes is hypnotic regression or whatever to make that vanish. Showing to me that if E.T. has all these great powers of mind control, they wouldn't need a screen memory. You just forget it. And no amount of hypnosis, no amount of awake therapy would bring about that memory. If you have that memory, it's because they want you to. What is that memory? Well, it could be what you think it is. I'm going to ask you more about abductions in our next segment. It could be what you think it is, or it could be something totally planted in your mind for whatever purpose. Strange. Paul, Gene, Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
One more segment here with Paul Ashkoff, and the name of the book that he wrote, and now a second massive version, UFOs, the Real Story. And before we get back to the things I was talking about there, about screen memories, whatever. What's in the new edition that changes from the old edition?
What I've tried to do was give people more explanations and try and break it down to give people an understanding. Now, one of the things that I came across from my first sighting was I wanted to know the nuts and bolts and the physics of it, how things could work. What I've tried to do is put it in layman's language of how I think things could work, how ET works, and how we see and experience what we do. So I'm trying to break it down to explain these things, in my opinion, of why we see and experience what we do. And just the explanation of it from the abductee's point of view.
So you feel all or most abductions are actual interactions with this outside force?
The genuine ones, yes. is the short answer, because it's like, as we said earlier, you still get charlatans and people trying to pull the wool over our eyes and the George Adamskis of this world, but the vast majority of people that are terrified out of the wits really don't want anything to do with this, and they don't want it to have happened to them, and it's something that they didn't want in their lives to start with. So it's not something that people would willingly, I don't think, go into or want to experience.
The other question I have there and a concern is about hypnotic regression, because this is a controversial matter. I know Kevin Randall, among others, has written about it. And that is the possibility here that the act of regression is altering one's memory of what really happened. And if you ask the wrong questions in the wrong way, you're leading people to a conclusion that isn't there. It's like saying, what did the spaceship look like? Well, that assumes it's a spaceship, and it makes the person you're hypnotizing think that you're talking about a spaceship, and they want to please you, so they'll fill in details. As opposed to saying, you saw something? Yes. What did it look like?
Yep, I agree completely, Gene. And I think this is where we need people that know what they're doing, and these people that do this hypnotic regression need to be very aware of what they are saying and what they are asking. And I think this is another problem, where the human brain, being as good as it is, can misinterpret things and can fill things in as well. Yeah, I agree with you.
So what do you think the next step then is, Paul? Do you think that the seemingly newly renewed interest in UFOs, or UAPs as they now call in, is actually going to lead to something, or is it just kind of more of the same shouting in the dark?
Well, what I would like to think is, because it's becoming, I dare say, much more mainstream than it was, it will get more people in, and it will become much more accepted, and because of that, the government won't be, as the sort of word in the 40s and 50s, and especially after, I think, after the Washington things in 1952, their sightings, I think they really came down hard and put a lid on it then, that if anybody did see anything, it was, they were ridiculed aggressively. And I think now they've got to the stage where we've got to the point where I think we've got to that tipping point now where it is becoming more accepted and there is more scientific proper research being done. And it's not just people and witnesses seeing things, it's scientists and psychologists and cosmologists and these other people that are able to, I think we need to be able to put labels on things. And it's been very difficult in the past, but I think we get to that point where we can.
You know, the other day I read that the meaning of UAP has changed. It used to be unidentified aerial phenomena. Now it's unidentified anomalous phenomena. And part of the reason, by the way, is because not all UFOs are aerial. They were talking about sightings, like objects are going to and from the water.
Yeah, I think if you said anything, it's like one of the things I say in my book. At the end of the day, you go out in the public and you speak about UFOs, everybody knows what you're talking about. UAPs, I'm not sure whether it was something to do with the Senator Harry Reid, bless him, when getting funding, and they changed it to remove some of the stigma of UFOs to unidentified aerial phenomenon. And then they've just tried to make it more scientific. Now, I agree with UAP. I think it's a much more, what shall we say, scientific and agreeable term to UFO. But having said that, to the general public, UFO, they know what you mean. UAP, they haven't got a clue.
I prefer flying saucer, frankly. See, I go back way, way long time. And that's when they were flying saucers. And they weren't saucers, necessarily. Very few were. But it was the colloquial expression. Just like now, UFO doesn't reflect all the phenomena, and it also has a bad name to it.
Yeah, I think it does. But I think it's something that is much more acceptable now, definitely becoming more mainstream, and it's something that the public's becoming much more aware of. And I think, again, rather than giving complete disclosure, which I don't think we'll ever have, they're just slightly easing the pressure, and we're getting this drip feed of information, and it's just keeping the lid on it and letting the public accept it.
What's the point?
Well, if you go back to post-war years, you imagine the American government then admitting that there were things flying about that they had no control over, they couldn't do anything about it, they could come and go with impunity, they had no control over their own airspace, and then with the things in the 60s of the flying, you know, invaders from outer space, and everything was given that sort of title, so it scared people to death. Now, I mean, if you think about it, logically, they've been here all this time, and we're still here, and we're still, you know, we're still functioning, and they haven't invaded us yet, so I don't think they're going to do now. However, over the years, it's just increased in the psychological sort of embedment, if you like, of people's memories, and because they've always grown up with it, it's much more acceptable than it was.
By the way, we're going to have Paul Askoff back for the After the Paracast podcast.
And that will be available to subscribers of the Paracast Plus right now, Paul. For those who want to know more about what you do and feel free to plug your book, where do they check you out?
Right, thank you, Gene. Yeah, my book's much more comprehensive, especially on the explanation side of things. For my sightings and anything questions people want to put, I do have a Facebook page called It's the Real Story. And I do put the pictures and sightings and videos and anything else of interest on there. And people can get in contact with me that way.
And once again, the book is called UFOs, The Real Story, from Flying Disc Press, from our friend Philip Mantle. Tim Swartz, give us a quick plug of what you're up to.
Well, sure. All of my books you can find on Amazon.com. Just type in my name, Tim R. Swartz, and they'll all come tumbling out for your reading pleasure. Our latest book is Mimics, The Others Among Us, and our very own Gene Steinberg has an excellent chapter in this book.
And, of course, he's got ConspiracyJournal.com, which is shadow banned at Facebook, which makes it all the more interesting. So is the Paracast.com. That's where it goes. You can find us on Twitter for the Paracast on Facebook. And if you go to the Paracast.shop or the Paracast.store, you can check out our branded merchandise with the logos, all that good stuff, lots of shirts, just about every size you can imagine. Even, you know, XXXX large for Bigfoot or somewhere like that. ThePowerCast.shop. Also, check out the Paracast Plus at ThePowerCast.plus. You get the show free of the network ads. Also, the After the Paracast podcast for a low subscription price. Use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, to get a 20% discount for 5 years and lifetime subscriptions to ThePowerCast.plus. Paul Ascoff, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Yes, it's been good to talk, guys. So anybody got any questions, you just fire away, and if I can answer them, I will do so.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.